You are gonna be impressed by this. I did not use the phone for more than 6 years. That's what happens when you have teenagers hanging around the house.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love three things about Thanksgiving Day. Playing football at the Callaway Annual Thanksgiving Day Old Timers Game. That spells cat dog, by the way. Eating until I have to lie on the floor and not move a muscle. And best of all, having family gathered around. As the kids get older, it's harder and harder to get them home on Thanksgiving Day. Just ask Eddie of Seattle. One day before Thanksgiving, Eddie called up his son in New York. "I'm sorry to tell you this," said Eddie, "but your mother and I are having a horrible time. I can't take any more of her nagging, and, well, I think we're going to get a divorce. I'm telling you first, Eddie, because you're the eldest. Please tell your sister, Julie." "No way, Dad," said Eddie. "No way are you getting divorced. Promise you won't do a thing until I get there. I'm calling Julie, and I can tell you we're both going to be there tomorrow." Eddie put down the phone, turned to his kind and compassionate wife, and said, "Great news, honey. Eddie and Julie are coming for Thanksgiving, and they're both paying their own way." Well, let me know how it goes if you try this. Thanksgiving hasn't always been happy at our home, gotta tell you, but there's always been so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for kids who like hanging out with us, and for a wife who can cook award-winning pumpkin pie. Her pies are the reason we bought a lock for our fridge. I once wished someone a happy Thanksgiving, and he said, "The only way I'll have a happy Thanksgiving is if I stuffed the turkey with Prozac." I hope that's not you. But here are three secrets to help you have a truly happy Thanksgiving Day. 1, employ a little humor, would you? Tell some Thanksgiving Day jokes, like this one. What did the mama turkey say to her naughty son? "If your papa could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy." Okay, try better ones than that. But Thanksgiving pranks are easy to play. Just add 2 extra turkey legs to the turkey when it's in the oven. Or better yet, cook a Cornish hen inside the turkey. Then ask a family member to remove the stuffing. Imagine your daughter screaming, "Hey, you cooked a pregnant turkey! Mom, how could you ever do this?" Laughter will help keep the family coming back for seconds and thirds and fourths and dessert. Go for it. Secondly, bring the thanks full circle. Each Thanksgiving, we go around the table and share what we're thankful for. My son once said, "I'm thankful I ain't a turkey." Me too. The difference between a miserable person and a joyful person is simply this. A miserable person looks at everything that is wrong and worries. But a joyful person sets his eyes on things that are right and gives thanks. Harry Ironside once said, "We would worry less if we praised more." Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. Remember, joy grows best in the soil of Thanksgiving. Thirdly, give thanks for someone to thank. I've never understood the significance of a day of thanks if you have no object to thank. One guy told me, "I'm just thankful to the earth and sky." Well, I'm thankful to the designer of the earth and sky and the creator of the butterball turkey, the giver of every good and perfect gift. King David writes in Psalm 107, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever." No matter what is going on in your life or your family, I pray that you would remember how much he loves you. May Thanksgiving Day remind us of that day when we will be welcomed to the ultimate banquet table in heaven. And don't forget to laugh at a good joke or two. One little guy was sitting in his grandma's kitchen as she prepared the Thanksgiving meal. "What are you doing?" he asked. "Oh, I'm just stuffing the turkey," his grandmother replied. "Wow, that's cool," he said. "Are you going to hang it next to the deer?"
At Laugh Again, we receive testimonies from people across the country who have been impacted by the program. Recently, Margaret wrote, "We appreciate your humor and biblical insights. May God continue to bless you as you share courageously with wisdom and grace. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story too. Just email info@laughagain.ca or in the U.S., info@laughagain.us. Or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.